Bishop perspective, we have been involved in the debris reduction activities in two ways. One is since the storm passed on August 30th, we have had staff on the ground working with power restoration and mobile debris crews who are removing debris. We are focusing on working with these crews on a one-on-one type of nature, providing technical assistance to them as they proceed with their work. And the second area that we're working with is we're working closely on a daily basis with EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers and the state of Mississippi in their planning activities for debris removal in the state. And this includes the review of safety and health plans for the removal and transport of debris.